What's up? This is AJ. Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. Today, I think I got a really good one for y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed the last episode talking about This Is America, giving some special shout outs to some other albums that have recently been released, and just giving y'all my thoughts overall in general about the SNL performance, the song itself, and the video of This Is America by Childish Gambino, aka Donald Glover, which y'all know. Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino. This is another one where, you know, we're gonna jump right into it, but I gotta always give out the socials, you know, before we get started. So make sure you guys follow me on Instagram and Twitter at What We Gonna Do Pod. That's What We Gon, G-O-N-E, Do Pod, P-O-D. Follow me. If you would like to email me, whatwegondo@gmail.com. That's the email, with any questions, any comments, any concerns. If anybody want to pay me, that's where you need to go to get in touch with me. Or you can hit me in the DMs, whichever one you prefer. If you would like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/whatwegondo. $1, just $1, gets you in the game and helps you help me. So it's up to you. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, please visit podbean.com/whatwegondo for a free 30 days of unlimited hosting on me. I mean, you know, how much better can it get than to get something that's on somebody else? You know what I'm saying? And you get to check it out. You get to get a feel for it. Even if you don't go to the website, do it through your phone. There's apps. There's different ways you can actually get access to this. Podbean.com/whatwegondo. All right. This is another call to arms. But I'm going to be straight up. You know, I ain't gonna get too crazy. At least I'm going to try not to. Since I've been in Texas, I'll be honest, I haven't had the most motivation. I don't know why. I've been really kind of thinking about that, like, man, motivation, and just really as far as putting ideas together and coming up with new things and going through my old inventory. I mean, I got a lot of things that I want to do, but I got to make sure that it's right. I just don't want to do anything, you know, if it's not right or if it's not comfortable, if it's not what I really want to do at this point, you know. This podcast, and I appreciate everybody who subscribed, who's followed, who's left a review. But this podcast, again, is really about y'all more so than it's about me. So I want to make sure I give y'all good stuff with good intentions. So I want to just kind of, you know, throw it out there and get that out the way. Today's episode is about talking to the kids. Talk to the kids. And I'm going to call a lot of people out. Well, not literally, but figuratively, I'm going to call people out. And more specifically, different age ranges, because the 30-year-old's got a responsibility. The 25-year-old's got a responsibility. I'm going to stick with my age group and under. We got a responsibility, you know, to talk to those that are under us. If you're 30, talking to the 27-year-olds. If you're 35, talking to the 30-year-olds. I mean, it's a revolving door. As someone goes out of one age, they go into another. And it just keeps spinning and spinning and spinning until our time here is up. So we have an obligation and a responsibility to put some good out into the world and not just take from the world. Let me start out with the boys. Young boys. Let's just say 12 and under. You know, because when you're 13, you get into the teens. But let's just say 12 and under. I spend a lot of time talking to whoever I can talk to, whoever will listen, regardless of their age. I think that everybody has a certain capability of learning and understanding, even at 3 and 4 and 5 and all the way up till 12. Now, these kids, you know, a lot of them bad. They hard-headed. They not listening, but they not teens. They not in that stage either. You know, they are still, for the most part, let's say, obedient and listening to people that are older than them, or people that have money, or people that have cars. You know, they're influential. And so, with that being said, you can have good influences and you can have bad influences. Why not for you 30-year-olds, you 25-year-olds, you 18-year-olds? Why not be a good influence to these kids? And when I say that, let me break it down even further. I'm talking about the music that you introduce them to, the music that you put them on, the music that you play around them, the conversations that you have when you are in their vicinity, the conversations that you have with them directly, what they eat, what sports they get into, their future, their education, their passions, their goals. We're so limited with our conversations. A lot of times we're so far removed from that point when it comes to these boys that a lot of us older guys, I'm not going to speak for the women, I'm just going to speak from a guy's perspective, we don't even want to fool with them. We barely want to hang out with them. We don't want to take them nowhere. We don't want them to ride with us. We can't show them nothing. We're afraid they're going to snitch on us. You know, whatever the case may be. And when I say young boys, I mean cousins, little brothers, friends, kids you run into in the street, kids you see in the store, whatever kids that you interact with, whether it's on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, however frequent that you interact with kids, you should leave some type of impression with them. Something. You know, you shouldn't just show them how you living, because again, they're so impressionable. They think that, oh, he got this, oh, he got that, oh, he got that. And they really don't understand what it takes to get there. They idolize you, they look up to you, they want to imitate you. But you got to tell them the right information. You got to tell them that I finished high school, I finished college, I got this type of job. When I was in high school, I was doing this. I wasn't smoking, I wasn't drinking, I wasn't certain stuff. Now, you can be real with them and you can tell them, you know, about sex, and you can tell them about, you know, the do's and don'ts and the rights and your wrongs and all of this type of stuff. It's all important and it's all relevant. It's all relevant. My call is to you to take some time out of your day and talk to these kids. Don't ignore them. Don't dismiss them. Don't just let them play on the game. Talk to them. That is going to be so important when they get older. They're going to remember those conversations. They're going to put those things and those images into their mental Rolodexes, and they're going to reflect on those things. I do it even to this day, thinking about the images that I saw, the people that I was introduced to, the music that I listened to, and all of these different things that made me who I am today. So although these kids are stupid and they're hard-headed and they bad, they are still being molded. You can still mold them. You can still impact their lives in a positive way, but you gotta take the time to do that. Now, I know you want to live your life. You want to mess with females. You want to go out to the club. You want to go to work. But you can't neglect them. I know this firsthand. And I always say, and y'all probably are just like me, other men out there, 25, 30, whatever age you are, where you would have wished that somebody older than you would have took some time to really talk to you. But not just older, somebody that's in that gap. Somebody that's not a parent, but also not a great-grandparent. Somebody that's in that window that can bridge that gap. Oh, I know who you listening to. Oh, I know who you talking about. I'm familiar with them. Oh, yeah, I heard about that name. To where it's still cool. Like, it's still relative to them. Because you are not that far removed. A lot of times our parents call on us and they ask us, hey, talk to this person, talk to this person, talk to this person. And I am asking you to do that proactively instead of reactively. Why are we waiting to do the things that we wish somebody would have done for us when we were young men? When we was dumb and we was just trying to get our first nut and we was just trying to get our first $100 bill, $1,000, or whatever the case may be. Like when we was really just trying to get our first and really figure out who the fuck we want to be and where we want to go in life. You know how important that would have been? I mean, I can speak for myself, you know, but I'm trying to really hopefully speak for everybody when I say, man, it would have done wonders for me. I came out all right. I persevered. All kids ain't got that same mentality. All kids is not on the same mission. All kids is not growing up in the same environment, which is why I'm challenging you men out there and women. This is not exclusive to women. This is inclusive to everybody that's in our age range, in that in-between space where you can still relate to the kids and be cool and be mature and be disciplined and get on to them, but at the same time, you're not so disconnected from their reality and what they deal with when they go to school and they're hearing about school shootings, or they're hearing another African-American got killed, or any minority got killed, or they're hearing that somebody close to them died, or their grand, you know, we're not so far removed from understanding what they're going through and what they're dealing with and how we got through it, how we made it through our teens. So please stop. Don't think about yourself. Think about them and what you could do for them and for their potential future. For their potential future. Just think about it. Don't be selfish. Don't keep it all to yourself. Don't keep it all to the people that's a little bit older, or your friends, or whatever the case may be, your family. Put it out there. Put it out there. And again, this is not about being a mentor. For those of you who do not want to be mentors, I understand. I would encourage more men and more women to be mentors to these kids and show them something different. That's so important just for kids sometimes to see something different that is tangible, that is real. Not something that's just on TV. Not something that they can't touch and feel. Everybody wanted to be like Michael Jordan in the 90s. But guess what? Michael Jordan was like a superhero. He wasn't like a real person to a lot of us. He didn't come to the city. He wasn't around to where I could see him. But guess who was? The gangs, the dope dealers, sometimes a combination of both, the dope heads, the drunks, that's who was around. That's who was available. That's who wanted to talk. That's who wanted to leave an impression. Now, I know a lot of y'all ain't living that type of life, or you're not living that type of life anymore. So that is saying something. You have a testimony that you can give out to help other people's lives. And you never know what those people might turn into. You never know what you might turn into. But again, we in that middle area to where we can still talk to these kids. Now, to the young men. Let's say young men, not the boys. To the young men, the teenagers. Oh, man. If I said the kids is hard-headed, these teenagers is even worse. I remember when we used to have some level of individuality. We didn't do all the same shit. We didn't wear all the same shoes. We wasn't hype beasts. Everybody was on their own mission and everybody was on their own mode. Now, you definitely had followers. You had trends. You had all that type of stuff. But people did their own thing. These new kids, damn, they all look the same. They got the same haircuts. They got the same shoes. They want to wear the same clothes. A lot of this shit their parents can't afford. Neither can they little asses. But they out doing stuff. They out getting money. They out getting that fast cash. And as fast as that shit come, that's as fast as that shit go. They don't know, though. Some of these little niggas, it ain't no Bloods and Crips and Vice Lords and folks. It's whatever little street they're on. Whatever little block they're on, whatever little city, you know, whatever it is, whatever they want to make up, that's what it is. They a gang of one. Everybody ain't joining nothing. Most of these little dudes is concerned with getting money. But they concerned with getting money in a different way. I don't even ultimately know what a lot of these kids' missions is. But they always on some type of mission. For these young men, these teenagers, because of all the music that's out there, because of all the drugs that's out there, because of all the shit that they can get into, they really need you to sit down with them. All that talking, again, you can say that for the young boys and stuff. But these teenagers, nah, fuck that. You got to take them out of their environments. You got to let them see something outside of what the fuck you got on and what the fuck you driving. That's just bullshit. That's some vain shit. You got to show them something more than that, because they getting that on the internet, on Snapchat, on Instagram, on Twitter, wherever the fuck they at, they getting all of that every day. And they looking at themselves in the mirror like, damn, even Atlanta talked about it. FUBU, they talked about it, you know, just kids, when it comes to these clothes and when it comes to these shoes and when it comes to their peers, these teenagers is probably the worst. And Lord, they got some bad mouths. Now, these little motherfuckers can't do shit for themselves. They couldn't live on their own, nothing like that. At least we were self-sufficient in the 90s, 80s, whatever. These new kids don't know how to do shit, but get on the phone and bullshit. We knew some shit. We could maneuver. We could get around. We could follow the stars and get our ass home. You know what I'm saying? If it was real late at night. These new kids on some other stuff, and you know what? It's not their fault. Guess whose fault it is? Y'all 25-year-olds. Y'all 24-year-olds. Y'all 27-year-olds. Y'all 30-year-olds. Y'all 35-year-olds. It's y'all fault. Because guess what? While y'all was in college, they had to deal with the shit that you dealt with in the 90s. And it's not the same anymore. I know we could say they have it easier, and they do. They do honestly have it easier, but they aren't all built like us. So we was tough, and it was, you know, we dealt with it. They not as tough as us. They ain't been out in the street like us at 7 and 8 years. Like, that shit is fantasy for a lot of these kids. That ain't real to them. The shit that other people had to go through that came before them, or even in the 70s and, you know, their parents and whatever the case may be, that ain't the same for them. All these little motherfuckers got to do is worry about school. They so worried about money. Let me tell you something. I think I've said it before. There's going to be plenty of time to get money. There's going to be plenty of work. But if you don't make the right decisions now, you're going to be having a lot of fucking work in your future. Kids ain't thinking about retirement. They don't know what the fuck that means. But guess what? Look at your grandparents. Look at your great-grandparents and see who's still working and who ain't. Look at other people, folks. Just look at them. And you tell me what the person in their neighborhood is doing. What the person in a different neighborhood is doing. What their family is doing. Just look around. So for you, 30-year-olds, 25-year-olds, 27-year-olds, 24-year-olds, do your part. Because these teenagers, they need you, but they need you physically. Not just verbally. They need both. They need that physical shit, and they need that verbal shit. They need hugs. They need to see art. They need all of it. They need all that. And encourage them. I don't think you should discourage them from being who they are and being interested in what they're interested in. I mean, I shit on a lot of stuff. I'm not going to lie. That's just me. You know what I mean? And I feel like you do it however you do it. I think that you don't have to just talk about them, because they're already dealing with being self-conscious, just being kids, being teenagers. But figure out, how can I bridge that gap? How can I have a certain level of communication with them? How can I get a certain point across with these kids? What do I need to say? What do I need to show them to break that again? You already got the ear. You already got the attention, because guess what? You older. You ain't in mama house no more. You ain't in this house no more. You ain't in college no more. You ain't doing this. You got this going on. You got this going on. You already got the attention, because guess what? Again, they can't touch these rappers. They can't see these rappers. They can see you. They know what you doing. They saw you grow up. They saw you in the neighborhood. They saw you leave and go off to school. They can see you. So use that. Use that to your advantage with these kids. Again, same thing for the women. I can't speak too much to it, but for you women, again, this is just about the boys and the young men. Tell them how to treat women. Give them the game. If you want them to not turn up like little bastards and assholes, don't play with them and be giggly and be funny all the time and be cute. Take some time out to give that young man an impression of what it is to be a woman and what women like and what women would like to see. Hell, you know, tickle they fancy, but don't bullshit them. Tell them the real stuff. Don't just have them thinking, oh, you cute, and they listening. Oh, go do your homework. Go do this. Go do that. No, no, no. Talk to them like they got some sense, because these teenagers, they know past the bullshit. They see all everything on Instagram. Everything is out in the open now. They got it all. Ain't nothing you can show them that they ain't already seen. But I bet you can tell them something that they haven't heard. Use that. Women, you got their ear. You know you got the young men here. More than you, you know what I'm saying? You know you got that here because you women. So use that. On to the girls. So girls, I think, are more delicate. And I guess that's a little misogynistic these days, but I'm going to call it what I call it. I don't consider the boys to be delicate. I wouldn't consider myself to be delicate. Girls are different, but I think it's just as important as it is with the boys that you men especially take time to talk to these girls and tell them what to look out for. Now, when they girls, you know, it's all, you know, it's the normal little stuff. No boyfriends, no this, no that. But I think you also got to educate them and prepare them for when they get a little bit older, when they get into their teens. I think that we don't do a good enough job of that as men, because damn, we really don't want to have those conversations. We don't want to talk about that with them. We don't want to talk about these things. We like, yeah, let their mama talk about it. Let their sister talk about it. Let auntie talk about it. Not me. Not me, because I know how boys, ain't that what we say? I know how boys think. So I just want them to, what you want them to do? You want them to figure it out on their own? That's where we're going wrong. Sitting here thinking that these girls are going to figure it out on their own when we should be empowering them. When we should be telling them that they're beautiful and they're smart. Telling them that they're more than what they are now and that they have the capability to do anything. Shit that we telling the boys, we ain't telling the girls. That's a fact. So men, I'm gonna talk about the women here in a minute, but men, you gotta do better. Y'all gotta do better. We gotta do better when it comes to our girls and protecting them. Protecting them is not just covering their eyes. Protecting them should be opening their eyes. Helping them be more prepared and be more aware. Love them. Show them love. Now, don't be showing regular little girls on the street, you know, we don't want no pedophile shit. But if you see them acting up and how they talking to their mama and you see ain't no man around, say something. Don't be rude. Don't be mean. Say something. They might think you cute or something. Just like how I said the women got these boys and teenage ears, we got these little girl ears. We got their eyes. They look up to us. They think we cute. They think we handsome. We somebody that they like or they would want to be with in the future or whatever. And I ain't trying to hear no shit about how that sound. Y'all know what the fuck I mean. These little girls look at men just like any of y'all women look at men. But y'all know. Y'all women know. Y'all been there. So y'all know that it's different. It's not the same. So men, show them what it's like to be a man with responsibility. Show them care. Give them help. Show them passionate concern, which means I'm deeply concerned about whether you want to go be a nurse, a teacher, a WNBA player, a tennis player, whatever you want to do. Hey, I support you. Art, science, mathematics, whatever you want to do, I support you, young girl. You want to wear your hair this way? You don't want to put makeup on? You feel like everybody putting makeup on, but you or your mom don't let you put makeup on? This little boy trying to talk to you? You got these type of bullies that you dealing with? Let me talk to you from my perspective. Let me talk to you as a man and tell you, like, look, you ain't got to do this. You ain't got to be around that. Oh, you got bullies? Point them out. I come up to the school. I pull up on them. But talk to them. We do too much stuff to where we don't talk to them. We take them out. We pay for stuff. We buy nice stuff. But we don't be talking to these young girls like we should be. Like we should be. We got to do a better job of it. Women, I can't speak enough for y'all. Because again, y'all are women. Y'all understand things that I will never fully understand. Even when it comes to puberty and menstrual cycle and all of that type of stuff, you know, Mother Nature. So for y'all, again, I know y'all living and y'all want to be Instagram models and y'all want to be movie stars and duchesses. But y'all got to take time too to talk to y'all young girls, the ones that y'all is around, the ones that y'all influence and impression. Y'all have a responsibility even more than the men. Yes, even more. They need a father figure. They need a brother. They need to see what a man look like and all that good stuff. But guess what they need to know and understand? What it's like to be a girl and to value yourself before you're concerned with everybody else valuing you. To love yourself. To be driven. To be motivated. To be encouraged as a woman. Without all the external stuff going on. Just internally. All of that internal stuff. Not to say the boys don't need that too. But the girls need it, I would say, even more. They need to be shaped and molded just like the boys. But into something different. Not the same. Not the same. So women, do your job. 24-year-olds, 25-year-olds, I know. Y'all going to work, y'all getting your hair done, your makeup done, your nails done, y'all on fleek. Is people still saying fleek? I don't fucking know. Y'all on your vibe or whatever is the cool term these days. Y'all know these kids looking at y'all, these girls looking at y'all. Everything that you do, everything that you say, every move that you make. And they like, oh, I want to be like that one. Ooh, mama, can you buy me this? Ooh, auntie, can you do this? Y'all know that. Question is, what are you doing with that? What are you pouring into them? Because guess what? Guess what the young ones do? The young girls pour into the younger girls. It's a fountain. overflowing. This one pours to this one. This one pours to that one. This one pours. Y'all seen them pictures? So guess what happens when women don't take the time to do their part? You either stop the flow or you mess up the flow. And messing it up could be bad stuff. Not just like, oh, wrong direction, but like poison. Unhealthy stuff that carries on. That type of stuff. Moving on to the young ladies. S-E-X. Your daddy gonna go crazy when he finds out that his baby found her. X-E-X. Hopefully I said that right. I don't fucking know, man. But teenage girls, I probably have more concern for than even the younger girls. Because, man, they are in that time. I'm talking about rebellious, independent, full-bodied on some of these little kids. These new kids ain't looking like the old kids used to. You don't even know who kids no more. You gotta ask, can I see your driver's license? Can I see your ID? These new kids ain't made the same. Not these little girls. And then all y'all buying them all this shit to make them look older. And then you mad when somebody treating them like they older or that they think they older. Stop buying them this shit. Stop letting them wear certain types of stuff. I don't give a damn what you wearing. Be a hypocrite. That's the thing I've talked about before, is that being a hypocrite in certain instances is applicable. Yes. That's our job, to be fucking hypocrites. To tell them not to do the shit that we did and the repercussions. Yes. I don't give a damn. If it's going to change something in your life, I am going to be a hypocrite at times. Because some shit I learned when I was young, I probably shouldn't have learned. Some shit I got exposed to, I shouldn't have gotten exposed to. I grew up too fast. I should have grew up in time. I should have been able to be immature. I should have been able to develop. But I got introduced to the game too young. Super young. So with these teenage girls, you really gotta watch them. I know they've been like that since they was younger. Oh, it's always the boys just get to. Now you gotta watch some little bad motherfuckers too, but the girls you really gotta watch. I think they can, you know, the girls, they can get off the path. The girls influence the boys. The girls got, you know what I mean? The boys, I guess, influence the girls too, but the girls, I don't care. I've been around all the coolest niggas that was in high school, all the pretty boys. Guess what they was talking about? The girls, I'm sure y'all, the girls was talking about the boys, but the boys was always talking about the girls. These teenagers got a lot of power, especially when it comes to those around them and under them. They got a lot of power. And all this shit that's going on TV, that ain't helping. Say whatever you want to say about different artists, but really take some time to think, like, damn, is this music good for them? Is this impression good for them? Is this message helping them? Or is it just like encouraging them to be more full of themselves and be more fake or be more careless instead of caring? What messages are being put out there? Men, when it comes to these teenage girls, be careful. Be careful. We really got to let the women step in here. Tread lightly. You want to talk to them. And again, you have that same thing that you had with the girls. But you don't want to hurt them. Because they like you. And they feel like they older. and they feel like it ain't that big of an age gap. It is. And you as men need to help them understand that and what they should be thinking about, who they should be interested in, and why that you are not in that position and that you're not trying to take advantage of them. Some girls get it mixed up because they think, like, he's a good guy because he's not. Maybe so, but he's also responsible. Some guys, they not all good guys, but at the same time, they not no bastards. They know to stay away from little girls. Little girls is easy targets. Teenagers been easy targets for a long time. Easy. All you got to do is show them a little something and they gone. Mind gone. Don't play with these little girls, fellas. Stay away from them. That is statutory rape. Y'all didn't want to hear that, did you? Stay away from them. Don't cross them lines. Be mature. Be an influence. Be respectable. Don't be talking to nobody, daughters and stuff and this, that, and the third, man. Because you know you wouldn't want that shit. If it was yours, if it was somebody close to you. So do right by these young girls. Because whatever fucked up shit you do to them is going to carry on when they get older. How many young girls have y'all heard say they like older men? They wasn't saying that when they was in their 20s and 21s and whatever. These was young girls. Hell, even some of the young girls. That shit is crazy. But that's a reality. We know that. Women, y'all know that. Y'all was there. Y'all was some of them girls. Y'all was messing with older dudes. Everybody mad about this, that, and the third, but it's like, yo, let's talk real. Let's talk facts. This shit ain't just happening in these little places. This shit happening all over, and it's been happening. So don't play dumb. Don't get quiet. Talk about it. Let them know. Let these young women, let these young girls know what the real deal is and what situation they're getting themselves into. Show them the Roxanne movie on Netflix. Tell them what it is. Why they out here fucking around thinking that they good and they ain't gonna get caught up. I know people I grew up with, females that done had multiple abortions. Now they can't have kids. This shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? Young girls, teenagers, living them lives. It's a vicious cycle. Babies having babies. This shit is still going on. The door is still wide open. We got to do something about that. We definitely got to do something about that. So I know I've been talking for a while. And as usual, I'm getting closer to my close. I want to talk personally for a minute. I know I talked about my sisters. But I want to talk about my daughter right now. My 4-year-old daughter that will be 5 in December. Before I had my daughter, I said I wanted to be real with her. I didn't want to hide anything from her. I didn't want to sugarcoat anything. Anytime me and her mom got into it, I wanted to try to avoid getting into it with her mom, but I wanted her to know, like, good and bad. I don't want her to get older and find some shit out. I don't want to be those parents that stay together and get divorced when she turned 18 and finna go to college. And I don't know. I want my daughter to know what it's like to be black in America and be a woman. That comes from a certain background. I want her to know what that feel like. And I want her to see what it's like to live differently than what her father lived and what her mother lived. So I actively, since my child was born, talk to my daughter. I stopped doing that baby talk. Like, I really never did that baby talk stuff. Like, I talked to her when she was born. When she turned 1, when she turned 2, when she turned 3, now, like, I talked to her. She asked me a question. I answer her question. What's that? What's this? What's that? I don't be like, oh, don't worry about it. Oh, that's nothing. Oh, da, da, da. I really take my time and talk to my daughter and really break down stuff. Even when we just walking around outside, I tell her the difference between alive and dead and bad guy and good guy and police and somebody touching you, somebody trying to kiss you, boyfriends. 4 years old. Now, I don't just go overly detailed and graphic, but I really do take time to talk to my child and to spend with her, to go outside with her, to show her different things more than I was shown, to allow her to watch different movies and figure out what she's afraid of, what she's not afraid of, and what she's willing to try, and doing different foods. And I give my daughter a little bit of everything. I want to know if she wants to do Spanish, if she wants to do swimming, if she wants to do science. I want to know these types of things. I know she's 4, but very smart. Very smart. So I take my time. I read with her. I go over her homework. I've taught her. We teach her. I do these things. My wife is heavily involved with our child. She's a hell of a mother. She gets on my nerves a lot, but my wife is a mother, and we figured it out the hard, you know, we figured it out. We wasn't just around little kids like that. Not 1, 2, and 3 year olds. We figured it out. What type of parents we wanted to be, what type of influences we want to have, and we talk about these things about my daughter as far as like what we envision for her. That's the greatest thing as a parent, is that you get to shape and mold someone. You get to put them on a different path than you were on. You get to provide for them in ways that your parents could not provide for you. You get to expand their vocabulary. You get to do a lot. You have the time to do that. And I take that time with my daughter. I'm talking about my daughter because this is relevant to this entire conversation about these things are not just encapsulated to one specific individual. These things can be broader than that. They can be bigger than that. Talk to these kids. Spend time with these kids. Encourage these kids. They need it. The times that we're living in now, they need it. I think I done talked enough. I hope y'all got my point. I hope I really drove it home. If I didn't, let me know. Let me know if I didn't drive it home, but I really hope I did. Make sure y'all share this episode. Y'all like it. Y'all retweet it. Y'all repost it. Do whatever to get the word out there. Word of mouth. Tell your friend. Show your friend. Put it on in the car when you're driving, when you're working out, when you're on your commute. Put it on at the party. Whatever you want to do, help a brother out and help yourself and help these kids and help these teenagers and help somebody else. You 30-year-olds, 35-year-olds, 37-year-olds, 24-year-olds, 27-year-olds. Yeah, it's your job too. I know y'all grown and you want to do your own thing and you're not concerned with anybody else. That's selfish. That's selfish. That's really fucking selfish. Because you know you would have loved for somebody to do that for you. And you would have appreciated it. So do it for them. Not for you. Do it for them. You can find me on social media at What We Gonna Do Pod. If you would like to support the show, visit patreon.com/whatwegonnado. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, go to podbean.com/whatwegonnado for a free 30 days of unlimited hosting. This is AJ. This is the What We Gonna Do podcast. And I am signing out. Until next time, folks. Oh, yeah. Have a good Memorial Day weekend, whatever you celebrating or whatever service or whatever. Be safe. Watch out for folks Watch yourself. But have a good time. All right. Peace.